Look and see which part of your passage of scripture that you chose deals with this part of this person's statement. Does this answer deal with the part where it says he wants to listen to the Lord more? Does the scripture that you use deal with that? That where it gives you some kind of answer. What do you want to do? Listen to the Lord more. One of the passages that y'all shared was seek the Lord. I think that, I don't know who what it, I think that was Deacon Moore. The passage, you need to seek the Lord. But remember, he said he wants to listen to the Lord more. What is that saying to you? If a person comes to you, put yourself in the position as the one getting ready that this person is coming to. You want to try to answer this person's question or mentor them or whatever position you see yourself as a see, but that person, this person is coming to you. I want to listen to the Lord more. They're asking, what do I do to listen to the Lord more? How do you answer them? Okay. Yeah, somebody who's that? Deacon Smith?
No,
No,
no, no,
Deacon Cotton was first.
Oh, okay,
Oh,
yeah.
no, you go ahead, Deacon Ron. I'll go after you.
Oh, it's okay. I mean, honestly, I think this is a simple thing, and but it's like I think we're making it hard. This person just has to, I think, quiet get to a place where he or she is quiet enough to meditate on the word, which is where, again, I think the mentorship coming with his meditation, and that means to murmur, which is almost like you're regurgitating the word. I'm just use this meditate on the word day and night. He who trying to buy the by the rivers. If I'm reading Psalm 1:1, I but what I'm saying is I'm murmuring. Murmur means to mumble, like you mumble that word. If you look it up in the Hebrew, it means like to murmur. So when I'm meditating on it, I'm murmuring. So if I want to hear God, I'm not only am I meditating on the word, I'm actually sitting and being quiet. You got to have time to listen.
Okay.
Make you got to
I
have
mean,
some quiet time. So that's what I
yeah,
would say.
go ahead, Dick Moose.
I agree 100%. But I want to throw this also in there. A lot of times, just like you said, Deacon Ron, we don't want to get the Bible scriptures. The Word of God is self-explanatory. You can give it to them without scriptures. But don't we can be creative in our learning about God. We always go to the Word of God, which is the main source. But don't forget, you can learn about God through music. There are great gospel spiritual songs that can educate people on God. Uh-oh, everybody's quiet.
Man,
Well,
no, I thought it was good.
I thought that we were looking at point number one, and it says to listen to the Lord more. And I was seeing where you were going with this, that's all.
Exactly. If you're listening to the Spirit, you're listening
That's
to
always.
the people talking about the Lord, how he brought them through this, how he helped them in this dilemma. It's thousands, hundreds of thousands of gospel songs that are spiritual. Now, you got gospel songs, they say, in the genre, but a lot of them are just tuned to keeping people uppity beat. When you go to this, like Dad used to say, the spiritual song, they more or less give you the feeling and the meaning of a true fellowship with God, a true intimacy with God,
So
a
you're saying,
true.
wait, but I'm trying to understand where you go. So you're saying by listening to certain songs, we'll be able to hear the Lord? Is that what you're saying?
Well, certain spiritual songs is what I'm saying, not
That
just
was a well,
certain.
yeah, we're saying the same thing. Is that what you're saying?
Oh yeah, yes,
Okay. I'm just
exactly.
trying to understand what it is you're saying.
Oh
Okay.
yeah. Don't forget, we got Bible examples of people God used to play music to soothe people. David and Saul. Come on. Go back to your remembrance. How music
I
soothed.
mean, hear what you were saying. There were something a couple of places, that we should, y'all can help me. I'm paraphrasing the statement when it comes to singing the songs and hymns and spiritual songs. He tells us that in the scripture. So I was trying to make sure I understood what you were saying.
Oh yeah,
No, we're not no one's questioning that. So okay. And I like what Deacon Smith was emphasizing. If I was hearing it correctly, we just need one. We need to spend some time with the Lord. That could be in solitude. You know, you notice when the Lord spent a lot of time just talking to God, he would go to be by himself. You know, when he can solitude, meditate, whatever word you want to use, but where you can sit there and hear the Lord. This is why some people even fast. They got so much going on in their lives where they need to settle themselves down. They need to, oh, I need to settle myself down. So let me just start disciplining myself in certain other areas of these things that I'm getting overwhelmed with, or I'm getting overboard with. I just notice I'm spending, I go to work every day, yet I'm still spending 6 hours a day on my video games when I get home. Maybe I need to calm that down. You know, especially if I got young kids, you know, I need to be taking half of that time I could be spending with them, playing with them, or doing something with them. So maybe I need to calm that down. I'm spending, you know. So yes, you know, I need to do that. When I need to hear the Lord, but I'm doing so many things, maybe I need to calm that down. You know. So yes, you know, we do what it takes for us to be put ourselves in position where we can hear the Lord. You know, because we need to understand some things. When people want to get our attention, sometimes people raise their voice so you can hear them. But sometimes if you really want people to hear you, you whisper. You speak softer. Yeah. That means they got to be quiet in order to hear you. Okay. You know, so that's the same thing sometimes with us and the Lord. We need to shut up. We need to be quiet. We need to put our in there for that might mean putting ourselves in position, going into your room, going into your basement, taking a walk in the park, people, you know, around the block or whatever it takes, where you can just listen to the Lord, no headphones on. And sometimes, demos, no music. I want to hear what the Lord is saying to me. Now, for some people, I might, you know, they get their messages through different songs, and that's fine too. Whatever it takes for you,
yes,
hear what the Lord is saying to you.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Praying. Yes. That's praying. Maybe you need to be somewhere singing some of your songs.
Mm-hmm.
That always mm-hmm. ministers to you.
Okay. Yes.
It's different things. But that's the key. He said, I want to listen to the Lord more, which could mean that I need to listen to the rest of this stuff less. It could mm-hmm. mean that. So that's one point. Now, they also say they want to be obedient to the Lord's will.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody refresh me on a part of one of your scriptures that you, I heard somebody say something that deals with that part, wants to be obedient to the Lord's will. It's not difficult. Even us, yeah, go ahead, read it.
It's I guess the fifth verse.
Read it.
Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation.
Now, what does that do? What is that saying?
For God to lead me in the right way.
Well, we hear what it's saying, but what is it addressing here? Number two, is it addressing he wants to be obedient to the Lord's will?
Yes, that's the one you asked about, yes.
Well, how do you see, tell us how that's helping us be obedient to the Lord's will.
You're asking for him to lead you, and you know, if he's going to lead you, you're going to be on the right track.
You're going to follow. Well, you're there. Just spit it out. Yeah. If he's leading, if somebody's leading you, that means you're following them.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yes. You're following them.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah. Keep it simple. Yeah. That means okay. I'm following. I'm going to be obedient to the Lord. I'm going to follow. What did David say? The Lord is my what?
What shepherd.
That mm-hmm. means putting himself in position as a sheep. He's going to follow the Lord. He's putting himself in position as a sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He wants to be obedient to the Lord. Sometimes all we got to do is what? Three words. I love it. What does Nike say?
Just do it.
He gave us commandments. He gave us his laws. He gave us all these things for us to do. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Sometimes we overthink stuff. We put too much thought in it, and all we got to do is simply do it. I don't see nobody telling you when it's time to eat, when they put their plate in front of you, to tell you to eat. Nobody got to tell you to do that. You gonna eat. The Lord put all of his said, I want you to call on me all the time. Man ought always to pray. That means you ought always to be in communication with me. Talk to me day, night. Okay, all the time. That's what he told us to do. Be obedient to his will as well as his way and as well as his word. Just be obedient. In other words, just do it.
Yes.
You know, when we would, I mean, it's just like when you, anybody ever tell, anybody ever say to you, oh, I tried to call you? Anybody ever say that? My response is, what kept you? I mean, what stopped you? Your phone don't work? Because mine works. So when you say you tried to call me, I don't even, I mean, make that clear to me. I don't know what that means. Because if you call me, I'll get your phone, I'll get your call, or I'll look on my phone and see that you called me. So when you say you tried to call me and you didn't reach me, what, something happened? We lost connection. We never connected. What? See, you know that. See, I don't let people get away with that easy answer like that. Oh, I tried calling. Then you tell me what happened. What kept you? You know. Well, I called your number. You did. I never got a. Yeah, I called. So what did you call? I called. Oh, that's the wrong number. No, okay, that's why we didn't connect. So you know. So anyway, with the Lord, he said, "No, you want to be obedient to his will? Do it. Just do it." You know, it's a lot of passages in scripture where the Lord gives us something to do, and he says at the end, just do it. You know, be strong and do it. You know, there's so many passages in scripture, he says, just do it. Number three, he says, he wants to know from the Lord what to do to make this happen. I want to listen to you more. I want to be obedient to you more. What? Lord, what do I, what needs to be done for me to make this, excuse me, not for me, to make this happen? What needs, and now y'all, somebody shared something else. If y'all, refresh us. Y'all don't know what scriptures you use. Refresh it with the scripture you use that's going to deal with part three of his statement.
Come on. How can this happen?
When you, go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
What would you? When you're seeking the Lord to make things happen, like we said, you got to be surrounded by people that's about what you're about. You can't be with, the Bible says so many ways, evil communications corrupt good manners. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. You got to, nobody's perfect, but when you surround yourself around people who are striving to do that which is right in the sight of God, then when they see you going left, they can reel you in. When you see them going left, you can reel them in. That's what it's all about. And it's hard, it's very, especially today, it's hard to find, like I said in the beginning, sincere people. And we all can fake the game. But when you're dealing with a person's soul, I'm to the point now in this life that I am not playing with no people, with no soul. Because your soul, you only get one. And I'm not going to play the game, living how I want to, doing what I want to. And then God called me up and I'm twiddling my thumb saying, Lord, well, you know how I was. No. I'm like we had talked before in several Bible studies. I'm going with the last book of the Bible, Revelation, and the last chapter, 22. It's saying that verse, let the filthy stay filthy and the unfilthy stay unfilthy. Let the righteous stay righteous and the unrighteous stay unrighteous.
Yeah.
Let the good stay good and those that's not doing good, keep not doing good. And that's what I'm rolling
with.
It's
too late then. Right.
I'm rolling with it. But you gotta, I'm going to say this and I'm going to be done, Pastor.
Yeah, go ahead.
You got to remember how God positioned it. He positioned this in the last book of the Bible, in the last chapter of the Bible. Meaning, even if you read that one last book, by the time you get to the end, he's telling you what's up in these day and age. He's telling you what's up. You can go ahead and play with people and play the game. Oh, you're going to be all right. I'm going to keep you in prayer. Nah, if you're going to make a change, I had a girl ask me 2 days ago. Oh, D, can you pray for me? I said, sis, I can pray with you. I can pray for you. But I cannot pray for you now because you don't want to change. You're making a mockery of God. Well, how you know I don't want to change? Because you're doing the same thing. And she walked away. I'm not playing. I'm not playing these days. I'm not playing. I'm not perfect now, but I'm not playing with these people now. If you want to do right, do right. Go ahead and do it. If you don't want to do it, keep playing the game. When you go see the Lord and he's saying, get away from me, I never knew you. I told my servant Moses, tell you, stop playing the game. Oh, no, no, Lord. No, I ain't got time for that.
My, my, my.
No, no, no. I ain't got time for that.
Okay. Now, for me, I was laughing to myself when I heard what Deacon Smith was saying as far as you know utilizing a bunch of scriptures, because I wanted to hear what everybody else was saying. I only use one verse.
Mm-hmm.
Bring this point, only one. And I do have it in the King James and the NIV, and I'm going to share it with y'all. This is the only verse that I chose to find that I thought it was pertinent to these 3 points. Right here. Deuteronomy 5:27.
Okay.
Have it right in front of you. Have it right in front of you in the King James as well as the NIV. Can somebody share the King James with us first? If you can read it.
Go thou near and hear all the Lord our God shall say, and speak thou unto us all that the Lord our God shall speak unto thee, and we will hear it and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. NIV. Come on, y'all. Somebody read it. Just read it.
It's right here. It says, go near and listen to all that the Lord our God says. Then tell us whatever the Lord our God tells you. We will listen and obey.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think this is a verse that could work for that person to raise these points?
Yes.
You want to listen to the Lord? He said, "Go there." He said, "Well, then go you near and hear all that mm-hmm. the Lord our God shall say." Go there where you can hear it. Get in position mm-hmm. where you can hear mm-hmm. the Lord. Isn't that what y'all shared with us already?
Yeah.
I don't know where you gotta go. You know, he said, "Go down near." Okay, I don't know where you gotta go. You got your prayer closet, you got your prayer room, you got your basement, or you like to go to a certain place in the park where people think that you're crazy because it look like you're talking to yourself, but you're talking to the Lord. You know, maybe you're that person that likes to get in your car and just drive for a while, and then mm-hmm. come on back when you get, you know, when you feel that you've driven enough and come on, whatever it is. But you go near and hear all that the Lord our God shall say.
Mm-hmm.
So you go and you, well, you can hear it. And then he says, and then speak thou unto us what? All that the Lord our God shall speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now everything that he says to you. And they too are saying what? Then we'll hear it and do it.
Do it.
Now it doesn't, for me, even though it's talking to the one, you got a person that being addressed, but it's for everybody, to me, which is also consistent with, you know, what the word it tells us to do. But for me, I like this. This is why I like this verse. But the key things for me is, and listen, go where you can hear what the Lord is saying. Yeah. Okay. And then when you hear it, do it. Now that's what I pulled from this. I don't think I'm taking it out of context. I think I'm taking it right there with the gist of it, but you know, they said they'll hear it and do it. Well, you hear it and do it.
Mm-hmm.
You go where you can hear what the Lord is telling you, what he's saying. What y'all think about this? What y'all think about this verse? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm just sharing with you how I'm feeling on it. Y'all, you know, maybe y'all don't like this. Maybe you want to add something to it or whatever. But what do y'all think about it?
Mm-hmm. It touched on what we all... scriptures we presented.
When I look at this, you know what I see? Oh, wait a minute, I'll get right with you in a minute, D. What I see also is a person who, yes, has seeking it, but it's almost like me coming to y'all, and this is what y'all told me to do. Like I went to the council, you know, with some brethren. And y'all say, yeah, listen, Cotton, go somewhere where you can hear what the Lord, you know, is saying, and then come back to us. Tell us what the Lord said to you, and we'll hear it too, and do it,
Yeah.
and do it. Go
Okay.
ahead, Deacon Smith, before you lose your point. Go ahead.
Oh no, you just brought out what I was going to bring out as far as you know, as far as that part right there. You just brought that up, so that was good.
You know, and isn't that consistent what do Lord tell us to do? We go amongst the brethren. You know, someone has spoken earlier about accountability, I think. Somebody mentioned about that. This is what we're talking about. What we're supposed to be able to do when we're struggling in certain areas, okay, no matter what it is, we gotta have somebody, and maybe somebodies, that we can go to amongst the brethren and share it to look for some kind of advice. Does it make me ignorant of the word? Does it mean that I don't understand the word? It simply means I need some help. Now, let me tell you something. You could be in great physical shape, good physical shape, okay? But if you are in a boat that's sinking, don't care how strong you can row, you're going to sink. You need somebody outside of the boat that can help you.
Yeah.
Okay? And this is what we as brethren need to understand. You might be mature in the Lord. You might be seasoned in the word. But it's good to know that you can go to someone and when you need help. You can't, don't you realize you cannot always see the problem that you're in?
Yeah.
You realize that? That's all of us. We cannot always see where we're going wrong. All we know is one day we look up and say, how in the world did I get here?
See?
That has happened more times than a little bit. In practical applications like driving, oh, dang, I made this turn. I followed the map, the GPS, and look where we at. Just happened to us Thanksgiving. We miles away from where we're supposed to be at. I thought I'm looking at the GPS, and I was on the right street. I was on the right address, but I was in the wrong city.
Oh, my gosh.
Mercy.
You know?
Mercy. Mercy.
Yeah.
The wrong city?
Yes. And so what I'm saying is, we don't realize it. It's like that when or while we are going wrong. Because, I mean, we feel like we're going all right. And then we look up and say, wow, in the world did I get here? How many times have you took an address, you went there and said, I went to such and such South so-and-so street? You say, yes, but you're supposed to go to North so-and-so street. You only left out one word.
Yes.
How many times have we done that with the scriptures? I thought the scripture said this, but you left that one word out, which caused you to go down a road you weren't supposed to go down. It's good to seek. It's good to do what we're doing here. Even though we may all be looking at the same thing, it's good to see the different perspectives. Is that consistent with the scripture? Sure it is. How many gospels do we have? Four. I'm not going into the types of gospels people have labeled them. The point is, you got four different people writing about the same incident. And look at the different perspectives you get. Okay? Yes. So, yes. It's good to go to seek the counsel, wise counsel. It's good. It's good. Okay? So, for that, if that person was coming to me or maybe to one of y'all, the scriptures that was shared today, good scriptures. You know, and one thing about scripture, and this is part of what Bible study is, you know, you ought to be able to expound on the scripture that you use. Because you give somebody a passage of scripture, they say, well, what does that mean? You can't be like, no, you should be able
no,
to, you should be
no.
able to give an account of what you believe in this faith that you have. And that goes for the word. You can't tell somebody, yeah, well, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things will be added unto you. And they ask you what that means and you can't explain it. You shouldn't have. If you can't explain it, you shouldn't have said it.
Right.
Now, that's plain, y'all. I mean, that's not being That's not, I'm not, you know, that's not speaking in anger, that's speaking the truth. You know?
Amen.
If you're in a group and people are sharing something, somebody present a question, and they people are giving their scriptures, and all you know is three scriptures, and none of them seem to apply to what you what the problem is, be quiet and listen. Because when all else fails, even if you don't have passage of scripture against somebody, you can be honest. Well, I don't know, but let's go to the Lord and seek his wisdom. You can always pray.
Amen.
Always. You don't have, we don't always have the answer, just even the scriptural answer to everybody's situation, but we know we can always seek the Lord. We know we can always do that. Brother, I'm not sure what to tell you about this, but let's pray together, and I'm going to continue to look and see if the Lord shows me something in his word, or I can find something in his word to share with you. But right now, let's pray about this thing. You have told them that you don't know, which is honest. There's a whole lot of verses in this Bible. You don't have to, I don't know if you know each and every one of them. I know I don't. Okay. So yes, you sure, and that's okay. You know? Well, any comments? Any comments? Okay, so what do y'all think? Do y'all think that along with you've heard several verses given out already, you think between the verses that we've given out, we could deal with the person, we could share them with this person who has this situation? And they can be satisfied.
As long as you present it right.
Deacon Smith, I see what you saying.
No, I was just nodding my head. I was saying that was cool, but I think a key element along to go with the scriptures, I definitely would try to hook him or her up with like a some type of just mentor or brother or sister, like that they can just accountability partner or something. I really think I think that's probably might be just as beneficial as the scriptures.
Yeah. And you never know. Maybe that might be for you to do. I don't know. It depends on the situation. You would know that if you were presented with this situation. But sometimes, you know, the Lord puts people in our path and in our way, and well, you know, that's what we're supposed to do. It doesn't mean forever, for a minute maybe. I don't know. You're the one that the Lord sent them to. Remember what we've been commissioned and commanded to do. You never know how that's going to work out. You know, you out there teaching and ministering, and somebody latch on to you. What'd you say, D? Oh, I thought you said that. Somebody said something? Yeah. Mm-mm. But you never know who may latch on to you like that. You know, you never know. You know, so that's okay.
You can also minister to them on how you can give them a personal testimony, a personal, you can witness to them personally how what you had to do. Maybe that would help them.
That's right.
Plus give them to follow up.
That is right. That is correct. Because, I mean, we all, you know, we've said this in the past. If you don't have nothing else to share, you should always be able to share your testimony. You might be at a point where you say, I'm not a great memorizer of scripture and all that, but I can tell you what the Lord did for me.
Yes.
What I was doing when he did what he did for me. You got to, a lot of people think it's crazy, but it's, I encourage this all the time. Learn your testimony. Now, people say, wait a minute, what do you mean learn my testimony? How many of you have taken the time to really think about what your testimony is and what's in your testimony that when you try to share it with someone? It's a teaching method. It's a teaching method, y'all. It's a teaching tool for you. Your testimony. You may not be able to say like some people, oh, yeah, I was out here robbing folks. I was out here killing people. I was out here doing that. You may not have that. All you may simply have is that, listen, All I know is one day I was raised in church and I was probably doing my little mischievous things or whatever, but I did know one thing was made clear to me that no matter how good people thought I was or I thought I was, if I do not accept the Lord as my Savior, I could go to hell. And I did not want that. But
Okay.
that was once I understood that I could still go to hell because I haven't accepted Jesus as my Savior. I had to do that. I had to do it. I wanted it. That might be the gist of your testimony. You say, you ain't feel nothing from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. You just understood that you didn't want to go to hell.
Yeah.
Amen.
You was taught that, yeah, they put two places to go when all this is done, heaven or hell. Didn't want to go to hell, and that didn't mean that because I don't want to go, I'm not going. There's the only way to get
Oh,
that. The only way to,
no.
yeah, the only way to get to heaven is through Jesus Christ. I wanted to know him. I wanted to know how I could get to heaven because I did not want to go to hell. And I realized that, and that's simple. And that's what I'm saying. You have to take the time, think about you. If you have it all these years, think about your testimony and what somebody can glean from your testimony. You should know it. You should know your testimony. You may not know chapter and verse, I'm telling you, book, chapter, and verse, but you should know your testimony. You should know that and share it. Don't be afraid to share it. It don't have to be all grandiose. You ain't got to, get out there and hoop it. Well, the Lord did this to me, and you gotta do all that. Make it plain. Somebody made it plain to you one day,
Yes.
and you got saved. Make it plain.
What is that when you're talking to people, and you getting off telling them what's happening, and then they be like, "Well, ain't none of that stuff happened to me." Then what I'm supposed to do?
Remember, yours is you.
Of course.
Key thing that you bring out in your testimony is what? You needed Jesus to keep you from going to hell and to take you to heaven. That's the only way you can go. The only way you can get to heaven is through Jesus Christ.
With his price.
That's the only way. And see, and you can tell when folks want to question all of that, if you do not have the answer to tell them why you know that Jesus is the only way, invite them to, come to Bible study or invite them to say, listen, I can't give you the answer to all of that right now in through the Bible, but like Deacon Smith said, you have 20 verses to give them. If they do not believe the Bible, or like we just talked about, I believe just last week, if these verses, or it might be in the sermon that we gave Sunday, whatever verse you feel moved to share with that person, it has to be a verse that's pertinent to what you're talking about. It has to be a verse. If somebody asks you, why did David say the Lord was his shepherd? You need to be able to expound on that. You need to be able to expound on, explain what, you have to be able to explain, well, David was putting himself in a position as sheep. And the sheep, they need a shepherd to lead them. They'll go out here, they'll go astray, they'll fall off little creeks or crevices. They get trapped. They need a shepherd to lead them. They're not like all the rest of the animals that see they can go out there and fend for themselves and hunt and all that. No, they need a shepherd to take care of them. And David is letting them know that the Lord, not a God, the Lord, Jehovah God, is my shepherd. He's the one that leads, and then he tells us what he does for him. He leads me. He guides me. He does. Oh, then that's how you expound on it like that. Y'all know this. Don't be ashamed and embarrassed or, hesitant to share what you know. Don't ever do that. Tell what you know. And don't be ashamed to say, well, I don't really know how to explain it. But if you can come here, we can get, Brother Deacon. We can get the Pastor So-so. You can come and be in our Bible study. We have a group. And if you have a question, you can feel free to ask these questions, and we'll deal with it. I didn't say I'll do it. I say we will deal with it. That's why we do this. You know, that's why we do this. That's so. That's what you do with for everybody. You know, remember? Yeah, that's a good point. They may not say, yeah, they may not be able to relate to what you're saying. But the one thing they will get from you saying, they don't get nothing else. They need Jesus to get from earth to glory.
Yes.
That is going to be made plain. That you, any one of us here who's saved, is prepared to shout that from the rooftop.
Oh, yes.
Every one of us, you can do that. You can say that part with power and conviction. That, hey, I'm so glad. Like the Canton Spirit will say, glad I got Jesus down in my heart.
Don't start saying it.
Glad I got
him. Okay, now.
Yes. I'll get just like Harvey. Do you know you got Jesus? Y'all can back it up and then, where's my cup? Yeah. Shucks.
It just brought me back to when Moses was talking about spiritual songs. The hymns have a message in them. If you get the hymn book and the songs in there, they all have a message. They could, like the younger generation, they like the worship songs, the worship song, either one. If it can minister to you, the hymns or the
praise
worship.
Sure. You know, so like we said, whatever it takes to get you there, spiritually we're talking about, that's fine. You know, that's fine.
You want to get there. That's the point. Yeah.
Yeah, you do what it takes for you to hear the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I just love this passage. It's so much. I'm not going to keep going over. But yeah, you hear the word. You're sharing it with others, with other brethren. Yeah, you hear what the Lord has to say. Okay. And then you come back and speak it to us. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whatever God is saying to you, you come back and speak it to us. And then we'll hear it. And do it. That's the Bible.
It.
That's the key. We'll hear it and do it.
Yes, what I said.
Do it. I'm gonna let this thing go. Any more questions or comments? I hope and pray that this has been, has shed some illumination in some of the things that we're doing, and maybe not even us. Maybe you think maybe the Lord dropped in you, or you knew right in your right away that, oh, I need to share this with such and such a person. That's what we're here for. That's what we're doing. You know, we know that every verse that we hear, every passage of scripture that we hear is not always for us, but it's for us to share with somebody else sometime.
Okay, yes.
You know, that's what it does. That's what the word does. You know, I don't need to hear about to know that there's a fountain filled with blood. I got it. I done been to the fountain. I'm gonna need this thing be. This is a song. I got it on my. Y'all know I got it. Actually, it's sung by Little Richard when he did a gospel album. The only one that I knew he did years ago. It's a song called I just come from the fountain.
Oh, okay.
Just come from the Little Richard singing it.
Mm-hmm.
I just come from the fountain.
Wow.
Yes. For the last time, any questions, comments? I'm gonna let this thing go. No questions, no comments. Okay. Somebody wanna? Oh, how you doing this evening, sis? Good to see you always. Always.
You got something to say, Dolores?
Take off the mute.
You're muted. We can't hear you. We can't hear you. You're muted.
Okay, yes. I missed some of it, but I was on, and I did read the question. And it was good because, like you were saying, sometimes we don't know how we get into things. But like in Psalms 1, he started walking with him. Then he stood with him. And next thing you know, he was sitting in him. And he went downfall.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So sometimes we don't know how we get into things. But as far as your testimony, let it say we're overcome by our testimony. If we're afraid of our testimony, how can someone that makes us look like we're better than us? And we're not, because he died for all of us. So
Yeah.
if we don't share our testimony, that's like not sharing Jesus.
Wow.
Not offering, almost, to me, because once you share your testimony, you can't help but share Jesus.
There you go. There you
Amen.
go.
You know, they
Yes.
go hand in hand. So you have to be able and not be ashamed of your testimony, because we're overcomers. That's what the word says, right?
Yes.
So
Yes.
we're overcomers. So we need to share our testimony. And we definitely have to, as I know everyone has said before, have our own secret place and time to talk to the Lord.
Yeah.
And it's just wonderful. And the older we get, the more I want to talk with him. The more I'm in a hurry to want to see him, just about. But I ain't going to do it to make me get there. And hurry.
All right now.
but I can't wait.
Yeah.
All the craziness that's going on down here, when they be talking about things that's coming, I be like, I ain't going to be here. I'm
that's right.
Up. I'm out.
That's right.
And I believe that was in all my being.
Yes.
And that's why we can still have that joy. We can still have that joy. Karen always say, I'm always smiling and happy, because the joy of the Lord is my strength.
There you
Amen.
Go.
He said he got me.
He said he got me. I can look back and see where he had me. And if he had me then, he got me now.
That's right.
No matter what I'm going through, he walks ahead of me, with me, beside me, behind me, the blood of Jesus over me. I'm good. I'm good. I'm gonna tell him what's wrong when something's wrong, because he already knows. I'm not gonna say, "Oh, I rebuke that." No, I'm hurting, Lord, and I'm hurting. But now he knows I need help in the picture. Where some people say, "I'm not claiming it." You better tell him what's going on. It hurts, so he can remove it.
Yes, I agree.
And so it's just a good thing to be reminded. To be reminded.
Yes.
And I love him. And I love him. And I love all of you. And I thank all of you. I'm put this in here before we close. Thank all of you who prayed for me and who supported me in going down to North Carolina for my oldest brother's funeral. I was down there 2 weeks in a row. I went down the week before he passed. I came home that Friday. He died that Saturday morning. I had to turn around and go right back again.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still a little tired and everything from it, but God is so good, because my brother
yes.
David,
yes.
He,
yes,
really,
yeah.
he wanted to see one of his blood siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And I was
all
there.
Right.
All right.
I could tell him, I said, from the time his mouth laying there open that night, the next morning, he looked like he closed his mouth and he was all right.
Okay.
All right.
God, okay. Right. Thank you to everyone. It was good to see you. I see you, brother, beloved. I said, you know, we've been hanging around too long. I was going to the Walmart and seeing him walking all the way down the street. I'm like, oh, Lord, I know his walk.
All right. So if there's no more, if anybody wants to close us out with a prayer, anyone want to close us out?
Amen. Okay. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight thanking you, God, for this Bible study.
Thank you
for another day that you have. We will never see this day ever again, and we thank you for it, Lord God. Thank you for blessing us through the word that you've given Pastor Cotton to give to us, Lord God. Thank you for allowing us to hear the word and be doers of the word, and we thank you, Lord God. We want to pray for each and every one on the Bible study, and pray for the ones that were not able to attend, Lord God. We just thank you so much for what you've done, want to do, Lord God. Lord, let the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer, and we say amen.
Amen.
Amen, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.